Beside the well, there was the ruin of an old stone wall. When I came back from my work the next evening, I saw from some distance away my little prince sitting on top of this wall, with his feet dangling. And I heard him say,
"Then you don't remember? This is not the exact spot."
Another voice must have answered him, for he replied to it,
"Yes, yes, it is the right day, but this is not the place."
I continued my walk toward the wall. At no time did I see or hear anyone. The little prince, however, replied once again,
"Exactly. You will see where my track begins in the sand. You have nothing to do but wait for me there. I shall be there tonight."
I was only 20 meters from the wall, and I still saw nothing. After a silence, the little prince spoke again.
"You have good poison? You are sure that it will not make me suffer too long?"
I stopped in my tracks, my heart torn asunder. But still I did not understand.
"Now, go away,"
said the little prince.
"I want to get down from the wall."
I dropped my eyes then to the foot of the wall, and I leaped into the air. There before me, facing the little prince, was one of those yellow snakes that take just 30 seconds to bring your life to an end. Even as I was digging into my pocket to get out my revolver, I made a running step back. But at the noise I made, the snake let himself float easily across the sand like the dying spray of a fountain, and, in no apparent hurry, disappeared with a light metallic sound among the stones. I reached the wall just in time to catch my little man in my arms. His face was white as snow. "What does this mean?" I demanded. "Why are you talking with snakes?"